I'm your host, Zach Tomish. And today we have a table full of individuals with the Marshalltown Area United Way. We have Executive Director Kendra Sorensen, Events and Marketing Manager Rachel Norton, and one of the co-chairs for this year's campaign, Robert Mahari. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Appreciate you guys stopping by. Kendra, if you guys are here, that must mean we've gone through all the agencies this year then.
Yes.
On our United Way Fridays.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I think we hit a couple of them twice
we did.
So where are we at in the campaign? I know the end of the year here, we chatted on Wednesday. We had the celebration on Tuesday, but numbers can change very quickly at this time of year.
Numbers changed very quickly when we had some sizable donations come in yesterday and even this morning when I was at Man on the Street. So, you know, we're talking upwards of over $10,000 in contributions that just are coming in, right? So currently we are at $832,859, which, Zach, that takes us to 92.5% of our $900,000 goal. We have until January 6th. At 11:59 p.m. that people can still get their donations in. So we need another 67,141.
So, Kendra, how does this compare to, let's just look at like the last 3 years? I know
sure.
We had 1 year that was, you know, with buku bonkers, just right up at about
right.
That 900,000. But what about like last year?
Last year, we're sitting a little bit, we are behind from last year. We got pretty close. We were about 20,000 short from last year's goal. So we know, you know, there's still contributions out there. We are reaching out, Zach, yourself as a board member. You know, we're reaching out to some of our legacy leadership donors and just confirming if they have a pledge coming in. Because sometimes we don't get their pledge until after our deadline date. And then that has to get, it ends up going towards the next year's campaign. So we just want to make sure we get acknowledgments in ahead of time. So,
yeah, I think working for the Boy Scouts here, now a board member with you guys, people ignore my phone calls this time of year, knowing what I'm probably going to ask. But Rachel, want to talk to you. I know this year events went really well. Tell me, let's just walk through it a little bit and how they went.
Yeah, I was definitely blown out of the park with this being my first year with events, and every event went above and beyond my expectations, and I would like to thank the sponsors, the attendees, the participants, and everyone in Marshalltown for just backing United Way this year.
Yeah, I know like at the last board meeting, you kind of gave totals there. I'm not going to ask you for the totals for each event or anything.
I planned Rachel up. Well, I was like, let's do 5,000 over last year, which was last year we had around 85,000 events. And Rachel actually said, no, let's do 10,000.
She crushed it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and I was like, are you sure 10,000? That's like your first year. That's a pretty significant increase. Nope, I'm going to do it. And even had a goal barometer in your office watching that and really just delivered so well. And, you know, a lot of these events is just, it creates a lot of engagement also.
Yeah, and I think, Rachel, if you're around next year, I think we'll pass that six-figure number because it was just under $100,000 that you did this year for all the events. So, you know, what would you say was, maybe looking back, the most fun event to kind of work on this
Ooh.
Year?
I would say the most fun would probably be the traveling toilets, just with the uniqueness of that. And I'm a morning person, so waking up at like 4:30 wasn't an issue for me, but it was for other people. And we still actually do have one more event coming up for
yeah.
this year.
Yeah, okay. Tell us real quick. What's that going to be?
Yeah, so we're partnering with T2K Nutrition for an end-of-the-year thank you fundraiser. December 29th, so in about a week and a half, from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they are located at 2501 South Center Street, so the Nicholas Center.
Okay, what are we doing with them?
So you can come in, you can enjoy a protein shake or an energy-boosting tea. And then a portion of all sales will come back to Marshalltown Area United Way.
Okay, so a great way to fuel up maybe in the morning or get your lunch in there and also support the United Way. But speaking of the traveling toilets that you brought up, this was an idea from the co-chairs, and we have one of our two co-chairs, Robert Mahari, with us, as well as Maria Gonzalez was your partner in crime. traveling toilets. So who came up with that? And when you presented it, yeah. Did you think it was actually they were going to bite?
Well, I can't take credit for that. That was all Maria. I think she was just kind of researching various other fundraisers that have been utilized around the country and kind of unique ones, you know, off the beaten path, a little bit goofy to kind of reflect the spirit that we were going for with this year's campaign. And yeah, that was one that she discovered, and it proposed it to Rachel and Kendra, and we all kind of agreed that it would be fun and silly. And you know, we did some custom decorating on the toilets, so they were, each one was very unique. And you know, obviously you saw that it was picked up by media outlets around the country, I believe, around the state for sure, but definitely around the country. So got some good attention, and obviously it's a good way to play a fun little prank on your friends for a good cause, because, you know, it seemed like somebody would always, you know, when they got their toilet and they were passing it on to the next person, they'd be like, ooh, you know, who would it be fun to mess with a little bit and put mm-hmm. a toilet in their front yard? So that added to the overall, you know, what?
Just fun.
Camaraderie, yeah. and the spirit of the whole thing. So I think that really made it one of the more unique and special fundraisers we've ever done here.
So. Yeah. So Robert, you know, you and I have a pretty unique role being news people here in this small community. So you probably knew a lot about the agencies and how the United Way operates, but was there anything throughout being a co-chair here that you did learn about the United Way?
I mean, I guess the one thing you would think from an outside perspective, not being intimately involved in the United Way, is that it's because, you know, you have a kickoff event in September and you have a year-end event in December. So you think, oh, you know, it's kind of a 3-month commitment, or it's a small thing. But, you know, I mean, you know, because you're involved too. But we started meeting back in late January, early February for this campaign. I mean, it really is a year-round thing. You know, Kendra and Rachel work all the time. I know they talk about, you know, how maxed out they are sometimes. But, you know, they go above and beyond. They're always working. They're always doing events. They're working, you know, past 5 o'clock, and then they're waking up at 4:30 in the morning to go put toilets in yards around the community. So I think just really the amount of time that goes into each campaign, and you know, when you set that number, the 900,000 number, you look at it and you think, you know, that's just crazy. Like, that is just an astronomical number. But with all the time and effort that gets put into it, I'm not surprised that, you know, that we can get close to that or hit that goal. So
yeah, and we definitely would not be able to, you know, have the impact that we do in our community without, oh my goodness, volunteers. They're so critical, Zach, our board members, our agency reps, our community members, our businesses. I mean, when we were talking at the year-end event, I really called, you know, attention to it takes so many people. And you're right, Robert. I mean, that number, 900,000, it's not a number we pick out of the sky. That's a number that represents the true need to financially fund these programs offered to our community members, and it takes an entire tribe, right? And the one thing that I think is so special year after year is just how Marshall County just rallies around us and supports us.
Yeah, no, and you know what, Kendra, we don't rally without somebody that's leading the cause too, and so I appreciate all the work that you do, because the United Way here is unique and really gets the collaboration working in our community between the nonprofits too. I got to see it firsthand as a nonprofit, but without somebody creating that environment, that doesn't happen. So shout out, hats off to you.
Thank you.
I'm excited to see what you're going to do with somebody 2 years in a row.
Well,
you and Rachel partnered together.
Watch out. Here we come. We already have meetings planned for next year. And Robert, do you want to announce who we're handing the baton off to for next year?
Sure.
Our new co-chairs?
For anyone who wasn't at the event on Tuesday night and didn't get to hear it announced in real time, next year's co-chairs, who, as I joked in a Facebook post, will do a much better job than Maria and I, are Sadie Weekly, who's a captain with the Marshalltown Police Department, and Emma Michaels, who works at CAPS. So, you know, two people who are probably very familiar with a lot of the agencies that and nonprofits that United Way funds, and, you know, definitely see the benefit in what they do.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Kendra, Rachel, Robert, appreciate all the work you guys did this year and everything you do in our community. So Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Zach. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
268,564 quarters to go.